God's grace and peace be with you and with your families as we join in worship today. I believe it's during the Seder meal, and if I'm wrong, you need to correct me when the service is over. I believe it's during the Seder meal that there's a repeated word which in Hebrew is to say, it is enough. It is enough. That God has blessed us enough. And so, what more can you say? My hope is that as you have come to this place in the service and have sung our hymns, especially our hymn of the day, you might say to yourself, this is enough. You can only pour so much water into a cup. You can only put so much goodness and mercy into one particular place at any given time. It is a blessing that God has given to us that we should join in worship and that we should sing together such a wonderful hymn is enough. It's just simply enough. And so if you have other things to do and you need to be someplace else, if you leave right now, that would be fine. You actually can't do that. That would not be terrible. Because God has blessed us, and blessed us abundantly. And as we recognize the goodness of a good shepherd, not only in history, but in our own personal lives, we are indeed blessed, and we can say it is enough. God has blessed me, and continues to bless me. And even if things are not going quite the way I might like in my life, I know I have a good shepherd watching over me. And I know it's only a matter of time until God blesses me again. Perhaps not right this moment, but certainly He will bless me again. It is the surety of that blessing that allows the sheep to continue. This good shepherd, perhaps this is a difficult time for him, but again, I will be blessed soon. If I'm not being blessed now, I will be blessed soon. And so the sheep trust in the shepherd. This morning's gospel is part of the fourth Sunday in the season of Easter. We have a three-year lectionary. Every fourth Sunday in the season of Easter, we are recalled again to Scripture that focuses on the Good Shepherd. And hopefully some of you went to the midweek Lenten service that I shared with you earlier this year, and you were able to hear some descriptions of what the 23rd Psalm might be saying to us and continues to say to us. Our Scripture continues to speak to us because God continues to speak to us. And so hopefully that was a blessing to you. I know it was indeed a blessing to me. Our gospel reading today continues to be a blessing. One can only wonder how the people who had heard about Jesus could ask the question, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Well, certainly there are words and then there are deeds. So Jesus replies, I have told you and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I will give them eternal life and they will never perish. Part of what brought you here today is that shepherd's voice. Because there are probably about a million other things you could be doing this morning, especially with the rain outside. Oh my golly. I'm sure there are a number of good Christians who saw the rain and said, oh my golly, I just don't want to get wet today, so I'm not going to come to church. I know God's with me here at my home, so I'm just not going to come. In any case, God loves all his sheep. And they hear his voice. And if you are a sheep of a good shepherd, you follow in his way. And so you are here today. God bless you all. The world is full of noise. You know, there are some people, and maybe some are here today, who turn on something as soon as they get in the house. They turn on something that makes noise. They might turn on the television, or perhaps they turn on some music, but in any case, entering a house that's silent is frightening to them. And so almost immediately they turn on something. Because they need something. They can't just go into a house that's quiet. And in some ways I feel very sorry when there's silence, you can hear a great many things that our parents and grandparents heard. Have you ever just listened to your house in silence? Just listen to your house. Just didn't say a word, and every once in a while you hear a creak or a clang or something kind of bumps against something else. It's not a ghost, folks. It's likely your house, if it's being heated somehow. Sometimes it's being heated or it's being cooled, or the wind's blowing in a particular way. And there were generations before us who just sat and listened to those kind of things. They could tell you how the building was based on what they heard. You know, if they heard any unusual sounds, they took them seriously. But whole generations of people that just listened. They listened to the wind. You know, we listen when we hear a storm coming, but we don't just listen to the wind. Just the sound of a wind that blows gently, or leaves, or the sound of snow, or the sound of rain. Wonderful sounds. But you have to sit and listen to them. You have to create a space where you can hear them. You have to take away all those things that rob that sound. You know, all the music, all the other sounds, all the talking. You know, there was a time not very long ago when it was considered bad manners to interrupt someone else. Apparently, that's not necessarily the case. On television, you can find any number of commentators or talking heads or pundits who have something so important to say that they're not afraid to talk over someone else, sometimes two or three people talking at the same time. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure my mother or my grandmother would be very unhappy with that. They might have something to say about people who interrupted other people or talked over the top of them. It's just purely bad manners, but we live in such a time. Oh, these thoughts and words that are in our heads, we have to get them out, lest we forget even one of them. If we want to hear the shepherd's voice, a voice that continues to speak to us, if we want to hear that voice in Scripture, in our hymns, in our prayers, as we gather together as Christians who love one another, we have to create a certain amount of space to hear that and time to listen to it. Let me encourage you to do that, because some people, I think, well, they want to hear the shepherd's voice, but they can't. Everything else has gotten in the way. All of their cares, all of their fears, all of their concerns, all of their friends and relatives, all of the things that go on in the world, so many things that happen on the internet, certainly all those ideas and thoughts and articles and music and possibilities, all of it get in the way. And so, you know, Jesus won't shout at us. He will talk to us if we're willing to listen. But he won't shout at us over everything else unless something really terrible needs to be attended to. My hope for us is that we hear the Scripture today. We take Jesus' words at face value. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. Let us listen better for the shepherd's voice. Let us find opportunities for silence. It sounds like that. Because in silence, sometimes we can learn a great many things. We can learn something about God, or we can learn something about ourselves. Or perhaps God may speak to us in a small voice and tell us what we should be doing, or what we can be doing, or what we shouldn't be doing, or what we should be thinking, or what dreams he has prepared for us in the future. Our risen Lord has opened to us a future that is brighter than we can imagine. Let us find opportunities to listen to the shepherd and to follow in his path and perhaps move to something brighter and better than we can imagine or hope for. Thanks be to God.